Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A top United Nations official says Burundi is at a tipping point of descending into mass violence and is urging the UN Security Council to act. In a speech late Monday to the Council, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said at least 240 people have been killed in Burundi since anti-government protests began in April, and that bodies are being dumped on the streets on an almost nightly basis. Zaid Raad al-Hussein blamed most of the violence on police, intelligence agents, and the ruling party's militia, though he noted that unidentified government opponents are also killing people. A spokesman for Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has announced the president has named a new chief for the country's anti-corruption agency, also known as the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission. Garba Shehu, a special assistant to the president, said the new acting chief is Ibrahim Mustafa Magu. He is Nigeria's assistant commissioner of police. The Egyptian military has released journalist and human rights advocate, Hossein Bagat, a day after the United Nations and a human rights group denounced his detention. Egyptian authorities had detained him on Sunday, accusing him of spreading false news in an October report about 26 officers he said had been convicted by a military court of plotting a coup. Some 11 million children in eastern and southern Africa face hunger, disease, and water shortages as a result of the strongest El Niño weather phenomenon in decades, according to the United Nations Children's Fund Tuesday. Food and water shortages caused by droughts and floods are causing malnutrition. It increases children's vulnerability to killer diseases. This is VOA News.